WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. By now you've probably heard the White House meeting between the U.S. and Ukrainian presidents did not go well. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Zelensky came to Washington hoping to get Trump to guarantee Ukraine security if Putin violates the terms of a peace deal. Zelensky trying to bring the temperature down, but Trump berating the wartime leader, instead delivering this ultimatum.
The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy.
Then kicking Zelensky out of the White House, canceling their press conference.
Hours later, Zelensky on Fox News thanked Americans for their help. Could Ukraine win without U.S. help?
It will be difficult for us. That's why I'm here. That's why we speak about the future negotiations. It will be difficult without your support, but we can't lose our values, our people. We can't lose our freedom.
It was an update on Wall Street. This is ABC News. A legendary figure in the Mexican narco world is on U.S. soil, extradited with more than two dozen others from Mexico. ABC's Matt Rivers.
We have never seen the amount of extraditions all happening within one day of each other. It was stunning watching plane after plane carrying some of Mexico's most notorious drug lords to the United States, because we're not just talking about Rafa Quintero, we're also talking about the leaders of the Zetas cartel, one of the most notorious cartels of the last two, three decades. We're talking about a former leader of the Juarez cartel. We're talking about other high-level cartel operatives, including those implicated in the deaths of other U.S. law enforcement agencies, agents in other agencies. So really a historic extradition proceeding here.
The Centers for Disease Control reporting flu activity on the decline nationwide, and overall respiratory illness activity is moderate. The rate of people visiting the doctor for flu-like symptoms has decreased for the second week in a row. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Wohler, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Fick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter, like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. I'm currently three episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far, I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Ritchson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season 3 so far has more of a feel like season 1, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so far so good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the third season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently it's 26.
About half of us will experience a mental health concern at some point in our lives. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. So let's open up about our mental health on the next new Wisco Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Times have changed. We've often rewound the clock since progress was met with shock from those who refused to talk. If today they could turn back the tide again, instead of stopping the rising waves, they'd drown in them. When leaders lie and call it truth, rewrite the past to hide the proof, well, now who knows? Anything goes. The ones who preach about tradition now bend the rules for their ambition, so I suppose anything goes. The world's gone askew today. Rights are few today. They ban books today, spread the fake news today. When grifters win today and crooks grin today, and justice moves so slow, still through the fight is getting tougher. We stand, we push, we won't be buffered. That's how it goes. When billionaires hoard every dollar while workers break and families holler, well, don't you know? Anything goes. When freedom shrink and courts betray us, when rules change just to dismay us, well, here's the dose. Anything goes. The clean air you like, health care's fair you like, a vote to count you like, a new route you like, a love is love you like, or truth above you like. Why should that be opposed? Though they keep saying, stay in line. We're here to shout, this fight is mine. Because we know that's how it goes. And though their greed and hate persist, they can't erase, we still resist. And so it flows. Anything goes. Welcome to Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Show. With gratitude to Cole Porter. Anything goes indeed. The call-in number today on your show is 202-808-9925. It is 202-808-9925. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I am Jefferson Smith. I am honored to be sitting in the chair as your favorite substitute teacher. What will go today? How far will we go? How will we go? Where will we go? Who will go? How are folks feeling out there? I will tell you what I don't want us to feel is frozen. Fear triggers reaction. Two are most famous. Third is also common. Everybody knows about and hears about the fight or flight response. If you see a tiger or some number of tens of thousands of years ago, a saber-toothed version of one, you might fight it or you might run away. Fear or flee? Flee or fight? There's a third reaction that is also common. It is to freeze. Maybe the saber-toothed tiger won't see you. And we can't freeze. And I don't know where there is to run. I am not part of the Canadian Tourist Association. I have no spaceships to Mars. I don't know if there are many European countries asking for my attendance, even if there might be some Americans who would welcome our exit. So if we don't have a clear place to run away, or if that doesn't fit our Constitution, or we don't think it is what is morally requested of us, and if we don't think we should just freeze, if we think, in fact, that the saber-toothed tiger might still see us, that, in fact, we might still get at, even if we don't move a muscle, what is left? What is left? What will go? Where will you go? How will you go? Who will go? I would say I can think of two things. One is not to fear. Because in the absence of fear, you have many more choices than to fight or flee or freeze. One choice is not to fear. And that's what we're talking about today on Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Show. And there is another option. If there are moments when we do fear, if there are moments when we do think it might be a saber-toothed tiger, from generations ago, energy of which we thought had been banished from polite society, from pro-democracy society, from post-World War II, Western Alliance society, that we thought after war camps and after international tribunals had been set aside after nearly worldwide discussions of what kind of people we should be in the world and what kind of behavior, what kind of values should be within the ambit of acceptability and which should not, that we thought might think that that tiger was extinct. But if we do see it, and we don't want to despair, we don't want to run away, and we don't want to freeze, what do? We fight. We fight. This isn't the give up show. This isn't the despair hour. This isn't freezing corner. I don't have a travel agency to help you run away. This can be a place where we think. This can be a place where we don't despair. This can be a place where we don't fear. This could also be a place where we help you fight. Because I think those are the choices. I'm not a general marshaling armies. I'm just trying to figure this out. And I think those are the options. I think that's how the brain works. I think that's how people work. I think that's how we need to work. I may say this again while I am here, some version of it. If you are among those who have hated or distrusted liberals, who thinks woke stuff is weak stuff, who distrusts government, who values freedom, who doesn't want someone to take your firearms away, who fears a godless movement, who voted for Donald Trump, if you love God and don't want a government that hasn't learned anything from Jesus, maybe liberals bug you. You don't want to be soft. Maybe you voted for Trump. But if maybe you're having a tiny moment of pause about the wisdom or compassion in cutting $600 million worth of teachers, or cutting funding for air traffic safety when we recently had our only midair crash between airplanes in the United States in, I don't know, a decade or decades. If you're not sure, just a moment of pause that cutting funding to fight bird flu might not be the best course of action for the 21st century. If you're not sure that we should be abandoning our allies in Europe or eroding the Western alliance, if you're not sure that calling for $4.6 trillion in tax cuts, almost entirely for rich people, while cutting $2 billion in service cuts, even if you like the $2 billion or the service cuts, but maybe you have a moment of pause about them, you might not like the additional $2.6 trillion, I need to keep saying trillion dollars, in additional deficit after years of talking or lying about wanting to cut that deficit. If you're having a moment of pause, hang for a little bit. Give me a chance. Give this community a chance. You will not agree with me on everything. I don't agree with everything I thought 20 years ago. I don't imagine any listener agrees with me on everything. There will be some things about which you might disagree with me powerfully and disagree with this community powerfully. There might seem like other things that might seem like a mystery or foreign or intriguing. Democracy is built on the idea that we don't agree with one another on everything, that we are not ditto heads. But if you like the idea of democracy, or are even curious about it, if you're just democracy curious, you are welcome here. Hang around a minute. And for the people who are here for Tom Hartman and who have been here for him for years, welcome, friends. My name is Jefferson Smith, your substitute teacher. For those of us who fear for the fate of democracy, we're not here to despair. We don't engage in a fight for democracy because of the desire for short-term victory, but it is because it is who we are. This has been a decades-long march. Project 2025 did not start in 2024. And we will need the commitment to a decades-long march. We need to work for today and for tomorrow. We'll need to plant trees, the shade of which we will never enjoy, and we will not give up. And if you are new to the program, stick around a minute. This is Anything Goes Friday. The call in number 202-808-9925, and we will be back in a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Your call is coming up next on the Tom Hartman Program. The call in number 202-808-9925. Never called in before? Maybe today's the day.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Carrigan Brothers Winery created and sold their first bottle of wine in 2000. With a creative sense of taste composing traditional and modern wines, experimenting with flavors like lemon and cherry. Today, bringing flavor to names like Green Leprechaun and Muddled Old Fashioned. Carrigan Brothers Winery. Taste and enjoy the flavor of something special. And be sure to check out their amazing gift shop. Highway 55 in Freedom, Wisconsin. Kerriganbrothers.com. Life doesn't get any better than this.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in Nuwisco.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
What's the unhealthiest meal, snack, or dessert you've eaten lately? Your crazy schedule makes eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables impossible. We're human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like a nutritional armor for your body. Eat fruits and vegetables was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. We love the energy we get with Field of Greens. Most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day, even if we eat a pizza, we can enjoy it without guilt because of Field of Greens, the nutrition our body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you feel this better. Health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Let me get you started with our special discount. 20% off your first order. Just use code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Back with the program. We are with Eleanor. Eleanor, thank you for patiently waiting. Eleanor wants to give her 3 pillars of how we should be reacting, give cohesive was her word. I don't know if resistance was her word, but at least show pushback to the current administration. Go ahead, Eleanor. Thanks so much for your patience and your call. Oh. Eleanor, did we lose you? Eleanor, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. So just coming together and having a cohesive message, that is the first pillar for an effective protest movement. We really can't be fighting over semantics or having like a vague just save democracy, quote unquote, message behind the movement. The second being we need to escalate pressure. Today is a no buy day, which is a fantastic idea. I know I'm participating. And then there have been, rallies. We need to start looking for, maybe snowballing that effort with the mass rallies, maybe some sit-ins. Work stoppages are extremely powerful. Economic shutdowns like today. General strikes. There are people online talking about when that could be, and those are extremely powerful. If you're retired, if you have a day off, every little bit helps. And then the third one would be non-cooperation. We are forced to live in this system, and we are enabling it because of that. In India in 2021, farmers protested deregulation laws by blocking roads and railways. And again, I know that that is extreme. There is that good trouble that people can get in where if we can do things to really make our voice heard, we shouldn't be living in a system that is oppressing us. And this is the time. So that was my message. I just really appreciate what y'all are doing every single day. And again, keep making those phone calls to your reps, and talk to your neighbor. Thank you so much.
Eleanor, thanks so much for your call. Thanks so much for the wisdom you offer both before and after the break.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back on the Hartman Show. I want to dwell on a couple of things that Eleanor said. And I said before, and it's not my purpose to be sycophantic. I do this in part because it's the smartest group of radio listeners around, and I learn stuff every time. And I want to dwell on those first two pillars, cohesive message. That might even be, on Anything Goes Friday, an idea. I have a thought. I'll share it after the break. We haven't had a chance to talk together, I don't think, since the election. It's been a while. And I finally figured out my election message. Now, I understand. Some might think it's a little late. Some might think the election was months ago, and you would be right. But I think that my thinking is not wasted, and I will offer that. But I will be interested in your thoughts of a cohesive message, and then also what escalation of pressure looks like. It's not starting at 10, it's starting at 2, going to 3, 4, 5. What do those steps look like? What might those steps look like? We'll be right back on Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff, honored to be here. Thanks for you being here.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We're going to hear from Rob on Democrats in town halls. That's one good one. We'll be right back here on Tom's show. 202-808-9925.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. By now you've probably heard the White House meeting between the U.S. and Ukrainian presidents did not go well. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Zelensky came to Washington hoping to get Trump to guarantee Ukraine's security if Putin violates the terms of a peace deal. Zelensky trying to bring the temperature down, but Trump berating the wartime leader, instead delivering this ultimatum.
The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy.
Then kicking Zelensky out of the White House, canceling their press conference.
Hours later, Zelensky on Fox News thanked Americans for their help. Could Ukraine win without U.S. help?
It will be difficult for us. That's why I'm here. That's why we speak about the future negotiations. It will be difficult without your support, but we can't lose our values, our people. We can't lose our freedom.
It was an update on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As it turns out, not everyone in Hollywood wants to be a part of a superhero movie and is willing to pass on big fat residual checks. Jeremy Allen White, star of the Emmy-winning show The Bear, has passed on the title role in DC Universe's Sergeant Rock. In a recent interview, White said he is confused at the idea that the pinnacle of an actor's career seems to be a role in a superhero film. Then again, maybe he just doesn't like to wear tights. And then there's Chris Pratt, who seems to have no problem playing superheroes as long as the check cashes. I feel you, brother. Pratt has announced that he will play Star-Lord when the character returns to the Marvel comic universe by way of Guardians of the Galaxy. Pratt is currently one of the busiest actors in Hollywood, as he is starring in The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix, and you can catch him in the sci-fi film Mercy, which will be released this summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Waller, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Waller, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Fick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter, like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. It's 24 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, and I have a fantastic guest ready to chat about the latest developments in both local and national news. Be sure to tune in and find out.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
It's going back 14 months, message. And I was not in a position to implement my message. And after you hear it, you might be glad, because it might seem too absurdly simple to you. Others might think there is benefit in absurd simplicity. I will let you decide. I think it's not too late for it to be useful, and so I'll share it. But right now, I want you to fill this room with your intelligence. Let's go to Marty. Marty from Worth, Illinois. Marty, you're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. Thank you so much for taking my call. Happy Friday. All that good stuff. Thanks for chairing the helm.
Well, it's awesome to be here, man. What's on your mind?
Sure. Well, I wanted to talk about that ridiculous video that Trump put up on his Truth Social page, that Trump Gaza AI nonsense.
Yeah.
And just share my outrage on that. I mean, it's beyond shameful, but it's a disgrace to our military. And it's completely reckless. I don't understand how anybody who can say that they have respect for our military and our military families, and he's just so willing to inflame international tensions for the sake of a joke, is just why he's fundamentally unfit for office. I mean, like, he a leader entrusted with all of the power of the military cannot behave like an internet troll, especially when, like, these people have lost their house, their lives, their generations of families have been wiped off the map, you know, in that whole debacle. And for Trump just to go in there and make jokes of it, and he's just putting a target on us and all of our military. I mean, nobody who voted for him can say they have any respect, or anybody who's still supporting Trump cannot say that they have any respect for our servicemen and women. I mean, it's a mockery, contempt for the military, disregard for global stability. It's embarrassing and dangerous.
Marty, I appreciate the call. And in a teaser to something I was saying a little bit, here's my response. And I mean it with respect for you. To be clear, although it's going to be a very short response. In fact, my warm-up to the response is going to be longer than my response. Here it is. Trump is bad. All right, Marty, that is my response. Any last word from you, Marty?
I mean, that about sums it up.
Okay. All right. Now here, keep that in mind while I take the next call. All right. We'll be, Marty, thank you so much. I'm going to go to Rob from Boston. Rob, you're on the air.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I'm calling because, well, I've been encouraged, like a lot of people, by the fact that a number of Democrat congressmen persons, and particularly including Bernie Sanders, have been going to town meetings around the country, including red states and so on. Very good. We certainly need that kind of leadership. But it seems to me that there might be a better way, and I wonder what you think of this. These rallies all around the country, some of them huge, what if one of these congresspersons, articulate, outspoken, would arrange to go from rally to rally, gaining notice and gaining numbers probably, and maybe becoming that single figure that we totally lack, leadership of the Republican Party. And Bernie Sanders did it in 2016, just speaking about the things that really mattered to people. He became the most powerful or popular politician in the country, but then he got swept aside. But I would think there's an opportunity now for someone to do that. I wonder what you think of it.
Interesting. So when I was first, when I first got your call and you're talking about town halls, I was thinking you were thinking about and talking about town halls being held by members of Congress, including Republican members of Congress, showing up to those town halls and standing up and saying, you know what, I don't think it's very smart for us to cut funding for bird flu and eliminate air traffic controllers when we're having midair crashes. I don't think cutting teachers is smart. I don't think breaking up the Western Alliance is smart. I then maybe heard you say a second thing, which was going to rallies of people who are not Republican voters and trying to marshal support for a more cohesive movement. Are you saying both things or more one than the other?
I think both are important.
Yeah.
But the trouble, the thing about what's needed is to get break through this barrier in the news. The Republicans essentially carry control the news in this country. Through much of it. And the town hall, they get maybe 100 persons more at a time. That's wonderful. But they don't get reported. They don't get that attention. If someone were getting really large crowds, maybe bringing up on the stage a really authentic Joe the Plumber, I mean, someone harmed by the things that are going on, I think that would get much more attention, and that's what we so badly need. We're not getting it through the leadership. The question is, I'm interested in your opinion.
No,
if that's a good idea, how can it be accomplished? How can we reach someone, persuade them to do it?
I think that ultimate question you offered, Rob, and thank you so much for the call, and thanks for being part of this community. I think the last question you asked, how can we do it? That is our ultimate question. Like, that's almost why this court sits, right? That's almost why we get together. That's certainly why this exists, so that it can help puncture the cacophony of voices with some number of symphonies. But also grappling with that question in a world where Jeb Bezos just wrote a memo directing the Washington Post to clamp down its honest views on any number of issues to focus on a pro-Silicon Valley libertarian perspective. And I don't mean Silicon Valley in its best sense. I mean it in its oligarchic sense. In a world where now all of the major social media engines appear to be in alignment, either disregarding or being sort of anti-democracy and anti-middle class and disregarding climate change and any number of values that are critical to humanity. And when the legion of robots, or at least the legion of robot owners, seem to be disregarding or even anti-humanity, where there is the biggest network propaganda mechanism that the world has ever seen, certainly this country has ever seen, that the world has ever seen, how do we have a conversation with the broader public? How do we puncture that message? That is sort of the key thing. But let me say to the first thing, that's a key question. That is a key curiosity. That is the conundrum. But your first thing, should we be going where human beings are and saying what needs to be said to those human beings? The answer to that is yes. I agree. It's not that wise a response. I don't add terrific insight there, but my answer at least is simple, absurdly simple. Yes, I agree. All right, let's go. And I appreciate it. I think let's encourage others. Show up where people are and communicate things and let great messages emerge and let great messengers emerge and try not to be too critical if somebody isn't perfect. But try to help us build and rebuild a growing supermajority in this country that is pro-middle class, that is pro-democracy, that is pro the future of the world, that is pro the Western Alliance. All right, let's keep going. Let me go to Steve in Chicago, wants to comment on the VA cutbacks. You're on the air, Steve.
Mr. Jefferson, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. This is interesting, what I want to talk about in alignment with the last couple callers. I'm a former Marine. I'm 71. I was a Vietnam area vet, and I was at Building 66 up at Great Lakes, Illinois. I saw between the cracks. I hit a little black ice in life, and I tell you what, they gave me my life back.
Yeah.
That program, I'm telling you. And I am so ticked off about the Trump is taking that orange crap, excuse my French, on top of the simple VA workers. I'm telling you, I know it's bureaucracy, and it's this and it's that, and there's problems. But I tell you what, my experience is they're dedicated people. They're dedicated people making $16 an hour, nothing great, but little security, and it took a giant orange dump on these people, and it really ticks me off.
No, I'm so glad you said it, Steve. Oh, go ahead, finish your thought.
Echoing some of your other callers, I'm going up to Great Lakes on Monday, and I'm going to race some hell just for the fun of it. Yeah. But what we need to focus. We're in a street fight for the next 4 years. We've got to go to the trenches. I would suggest we need an anthem. We need a blue collar middle class anthem. Maybe like I don't know if you're familiar. I'm going to age myself. The song from Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son,
sure,
could be a great anthem. Or Living in America by James Brown. Or that blue-collar anthem, and then maybe we need a flag. We the people resist. I'm going to manufacture a flag.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Steve. I want to take both things, but I'll say something about the anthem, and then I want to talk to your main point. Yes, this is a time for artists. This is a time when artists can't be silent. This is a time when artists cannot be frozen. This is a time for artists, people who can help find the way. That can be yesterday's artists. That can also be today's and tomorrow's artists. And I think there will be some people who take to not just social media with messages beyond just buy my lip kit and wear my particular kind of slinky clothing or butt-hugging clothing. I don't know why it hugs you. I don't know why I say butt hugging. That's just what I said. Okay? That's what I said. But it is a time for artists and creators to be real influencers. Real influencers, not just teaching you a fake get rich quick scheme. But people who are influencing around our deeper values. Not just people who call themselves influencers and in fact just salespeople. But people who are calling ourselves to our best selves. This is a time for artists. This is a time for real creators. This is a time for real artists. And stop allowing ourselves to call people creators who aren't real creators. They're just salespeople. They're just marketers. Stop calling people influencers when all they are is salespeople. All they are is marketers. What we need to find is real marketers for real stuff. Real influencers for real stuff. Real creators for real creation. The stuff that really matters, not just selling people stuff they don't need. And we need to be looking for that. And this is a time for artists and real creators and real influencers. Let's go to Jerry. To queue up, Jerry, I really appreciate veterans who are calling and veterans who are calling this out. When the Republicans during the Biden administration and during every Democratic administration in my lifetime will criticize the VA and criticize Democrats and suggest they aren't sufficiently supporting public programs, but then we're in power. When the Republicans are in power, they just gut that public program. Not only doing a bad thing, but making it clear that they were lying before. But all that was political hogwash. Jerry, they're taking us to break, so we'll take you right after this message. You are listening to Tom Hartman, Sean, and Jeff. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. What's getting cut that you think shouldn't be getting cut? Where are we losing ground? We need to gain ground.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair. On air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes. So why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let us tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Tom's favorite product is so legion that you will have to continue to stay tuned to know the legion of favorite products that we have. And once you try them, you'll wonder how you've ever gotten by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, you can save 20% off with promo code TOM at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. The other 47 states, have at it. Every day's an opportunity to be a friend. We are back. Tom Hartman program. Let us go straight to your calls. Do a quick speed round before the break. If everybody goes quick, we can get through a few people. Ados Priest from WCPT Ain't Afraid of Me in Chicago, Illinois. You are on the air. Speed round. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey.
You can hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great.
Hey, man, I don't envy you having to sit in for the great Tom Hartman.
I don't know, take that as a compliment, but I will nonetheless.
You're doing a great job, bro.
Thanks, man.
Hey, have you ever heard the analogy of the jelly bean jar?
I don't know if I have. I'm, of course, familiar with the jelly bean jar.
So it kind of goes like this, and I wish that the Democrats were a little more demonstrative in the way they explain something. So I kind of explain it this way. If you have a bunch of people sitting around and you put the jelly beans in a jar, one jar, and you have the jelly beans in the second jar, in the first jar, if they're stratified, where, you know, stratified by color, right? You follow me so far?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So let me say that if I reach into the jelly bean jar, I got to go 5 inches with a certain color to get down to another color.
Yep.
To pick the engineer I want.
Yep.
If I'm an employer, because the engineer is down in the black jelly beans that sit down at the bottom.
Yep, and there are too many coconut jelly beans in the first three layers.
Right?
Yeah.
But you only can pull from the top layer.
Yep.
You don't ever get a chance to get down there to get the one that you want.
So you got to shake up the jelly bean jar a little bit.
There you go. DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, gave everybody a chance. All the jelly beans are equal. They got the same quality. Some got certain qualities, some got others. You may want the red one or the yellow one, but they're down at the bottom. You only can get the white ones. Okay?
Yep.
So I asked the group, I said, which layer do you want to be in? Which jar do you want to be in? Everybody's picked a jar where they had an equal chance or a better chance of being pulled in a handful.
And by the way, for the person picking jelly beans, they actually want a diverse top layer too, right? They want to be able to pick the kind of jelly bean they want off the top of the layer.
But what if you need the one at the bottom?
So that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm with you. That's why I'm with you. I appreciate the analogy. We got to shake up the jelly bean jar. We're going to break. This is Team Shake Up the Jelly Bean Jar.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease.
and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Trump-Zelensky White House meeting devolved into acrimony Friday, and it spilled out into a photo op for all the world to see. With the U.S. and Ukrainian leaders, ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Zelensky trying to bring the temperature down, but Trump berating the wartime leader, instead delivering this ultimatum.
The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy.
Then kicking Zelensky out of the White House.
Retired Lieutenant General Doug Lute, former U.S. Ambassador to NATO.
The bigger strategic impact is that this is yet a further divide between our European allies, who broadly support Ukraine and Zelensky's effort, and the United States, in particular this White House.
Docs treating Pope Francis for pneumonia in a Rome hospital say he suffered a coughing fit today, says the Vatican. He's on an oxygen mask. Docs say the next day or so will be crucial for the Pope's recovery. This is ABC News. Michael Sparks in Los Angeles.